So, Chris, set this up for us. There have been plenty of candidate forums and events before. Was there anything here that struck you?
This debate covered a lot of ground. You know, all four of these guys have really made like taxes and economic issues front and center in their campaigns. But here they got questions on climate change, on school construction, marijuana policy, and the death penalty. And really, there was a lot more agreement than there was disagreement. You know, on gun control, all four came out in favor of concealed carry laws. Here's Harford County Executive David Craig, who touted his own A-plus rating from the NRA.
We do need to have the right, our Second Amendment rights, to defend ourselves. We need to have the right to concealed carry and shall issue. That is what people should have the ability to do, because the states that have those have lower murder rates than the states that don't have that.
And so on the economic issues, a couple of questions there as well.
Right. And again, a lot of agreement on the problems, wasteful spending in government, taxes that are too high, regulations that are too onerous. But there was a lot of disagreement on how to fix the problems. Charles Lawler and David Craig both pointed to eliminating the personal income tax and balancing that by making government programs operate more efficiently. Here's what Lawler said.
We will work with the legislature hard to ensure that we pass a real taxpayer's bill of rights that ties the growth of government directly with cost of living and CPI.
But this topic also led to sort of a dust-up between Hogan and George over how...
Wait a minute, Chris. We should say we're talking about Larry Hogan, the Anne Arundel businessman who founded Change Maryland, and Delegate Ron George.
That's right. Hogan credited Change Maryland for changing the tone in Annapolis, and he points to all this data that the organization has put out on the amount of tax increases and showing businesses and citizens leaving, he says, because of all of the extra taxes under the O'Malley administration.
While the delegate has done a great job down in the legislature trying to fight some of these things in committee, we've been out here organizing a grassroots army to try to bring about change and to change the dialogue in this state.
But George fired back and said that the statistics that Change Maryland puts out are freely available. They're not something Larry Hogan should be out there taking credit for.
They're online. You can find them. You organize them. All the ones he says he uncovered and did the studies for, they've been out there. We've used them on Ways and Means. We've used them on floor fights. There's nothing new about it. I think Change Maryland was all about Larry Hogan.
He also took a swipe at a bankruptcy that Larry Hogan had about 20 years ago. He said, you know, I own a small business and I've never been bankrupt.
Okay. So whoever does win the nomination will still face some tough odds in November. Did you hear much that sounded very bipartisan?
Yeah, I mean, they all nodded toward bipartisan efforts that they'd done and a desire to kind of go beyond party. One woman from the audience told me that even though she's a Democrat and she's undecided, she ended up agreeing with what was said a whole lot more than she expected to. That's the kind of thing that the Republican nominee, whoever it is going to be hoping to hear, because the only way to win this is to convince Democrats to vote for a Republican in November.
Okay, thanks, Chris. And we should tell people that if they want to watch that whole debate, Maryland Public Television will air it at 7 p.m. on Friday. With Christopher Connolly, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.